Well, Terry, so much for them struggling in this mid-year test, the Kiwis. They're supposed to not go so well in the April test or the
May
test.
And
then, that's what history says. And then come good at the end of the year. But they bucked that trend yesterday against the Kangaroos, winning 26-12 at Suncorp Stadium. We're very lucky to have the Kiwi coach on the line, Steve Carney. G'day, Steve.
Good morning, boys.
Not a surprise to you, mate.
Again, I thought we prepared ourselves really well all week. To play on Friday, which obviously didn't happen, and the guys adjusted themselves really well to back up a couple of days later. And I was confident if we played to our potential, then we always we're going to give ourselves a great opportunity, and I thought the boys certainly did that yesterday.
Desperation in defence from the Kiwis, Stephen. You couldn't have been more than impressed with that. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I did think they, defended their try line really well, the boys, and they needed to. I thought Australia, threw a lot at us there, but I thought our defence there was a period of the second half where, early in the second half, I thought Australia had a lot of the possession, and the guys, just kept turning up for each other. So it was great to see.
And also a return to form for Sean Johnson. He's been copping a fair bit of criticism at club level, but why does he perform so well when he's in a Kiwi jumper?
I think he's around the best players that we have, and playing alongside Foran and the guys that he that he has, Isaac Luke, Bromwich, Madalino. So the guys that he has around him, I've got no doubt helps him. He when he came into camp, you could see his head was down a bit, but it was, for us, we just wanted Sean to, play the way Sean does, and the big fellas in the middle, they provided him with a good platform, and it did open up for him after, 20 or so minutes, and I thought he, certainly delivered.
Certainly made the decision to choose him ahead of Benji Marshall warranted, Steve?
That was never going to be a... As long as Sean and Kieran were fit to play, we've invested a fair bit of time and resource and energy into both Kieran and Sean. They're 24 years old, both of them, and so for us, it was always about making sure if they were fit, they were going to be picked, and we were going to provide them with a platform to play their best footy, and I thought they. Certainly Sean did that.
He certainly did. Are they too old, the Kangaroos, Steve?
Well, I've got enough worrying about the group that I have.
Yeah. I thought you'd say that.
To be fair, but it's taken us 17 years to win that game, and I've got no doubt the Australians will be stronger and better prepared, or they'll be hungrier next time, so... They're a great side and always have been, and they'll be back, there's no doubt about it.
That said, you must be very happy with what you've achieved as coach of the New Zealand team, Steve. They've won the last three matches against Australia.
Fantastic.
You've won the Four Nations, you've won the World Cup. And if you beat England later this year, correct me if I'm wrong, you take the number one ranking off Australia. As I said, you must get enormous pride out of where you've taken this team.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been a wonderful honour to be able to work with the with the players that that we have, and obviously that depth of play is grown and over the last couple of years, but it's always been a wonderful privilege, and I'm very honoured to do the role and be able to do the role, and it's one that I love. They're, always a great bunch of kids. I really enjoy it.
They're the biggest kids I've ever seen. They're huge. You got a big team, Steve. How did you keep your composure in the box? All the other boys, and justifiably so, going nuts every time the Kiwis scored.
Yeah, and you didn't. You
hardly moved an eyelid.
Face of thunder.
Well, I wasn't intentional. I don't know. Spent 7 rounds in the box with Wayne.
Yeah.
might do that, yeah.
I thought that might be the answer.
Give him nothing.
You always want to see someone emerge, and this emergence of Marty Tapau, mate, we've seen it with the Tigers, but to then do it at a international level is something else. You could build a very, very good future on the back of him.
Yeah, I mean, there's some, said earlier, there's some, special kids, that are part of the group. And, Marty, was one. He was our junior Kiwi captain in 2010. So, it's not like he hasn't been under our watch. And
no.
He developed now. We got the opportunity to play last year with a number of injuries in the same test last year. And, he's just growing since then. And in every sense of the word, he's a big lad. And obviously he provided us with a great deal of impact yesterday off the bench. And I think he's been doing that at club level for the Tigers this year. So I'm really pleased for him.
We had Corey Parker on the show earlier. He was quite critical of Marty Tapau's throat slitting gesture. He said it wasn't a good look for the game. What do you think of it?
Yeah, it's probably not a good look, and it's a test match. He's getting his throat choked, as we saw on the tally, and I think he's just overreacted a bit there. So, he didn't do anything about it. I think it was just I don't think he meant anything by it.
Heat of the moment.
Mate, just quickly confirming, no charges out of that obviously would bring a charge in the NRL, the choke, no charges out of the game?
Yeah, I think the choke, I think there was a lifting tackle on Jason Nightingale, which, wasn't a real good look either. So, but again, Jason's pulled through all right. Marty seems okay. So,
All good.
Very good. Thanks, Steve. Congratulations on a great win, 26-12 over the Kangaroos at Suncorp Stadium yesterday. Thanks, Steve.